And that phrase, you can do it, happens to be the theme of our first segment of the hour. And this deals with, a lot of times when we have tasks that we're facing, or challenges for that matter, a lot of times we say to ourselves, oh, I can't do that. That can't be done. I'm guilty of that. I'm as guilty as anyone. As opposed to, you can do it, or I can do this. Yeah, I can do this. I've got this. And I say that sometimes too, but it kind of depends. It depends on what's ahead of you. And that's something we should say more often. And we're going to talk about that right now with Dr. John Braccio. This is our Psychologically Speaking segment as we bring to you every Tuesday. Dr. John Braccio, of course, from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning, Dr. Braccio. How are you?
Well, very good, Rich. Nice to talk to you, my friend. And I guess as we say, yes, we can do it. How does that sound?
That sounds great, Dr. Braccio. And why do we go the opposite route? Why do we have this habit of saying, I can't do fill in the blank? Why do we say that a lot?
I think a lot of times people either have been put down, or they take a negative thought, a negative speech, if you will, and they just live by it, or too often live by it. And they say, I can't do that. And often people will say it as if it's an irrefutable truth. And when I hear that, I hear it in my work and I hear it in life. But often someone will come in and work with me in my office. And of course, I'm a psychologist by trade. So these are things that people will talk to me about, what issues are, and say, I just can't do it. And I say, well, hold on, let's talk about it. I tell them to step back. Okay, step back a bit. Get away from the words, I can't do it, and then kind of review the situation. What is it that you think you can't do? Mm-hmm. Okay. Then kind of look at the options. Well, what are things that you might be able to do to accomplish that? And then try to make a decision from a different vantage point if you can do it, you can't do it. And so often in life, people stop themselves even before they can do it. It's kind of even oddly a little takeoff of old George Orwell from his 1984. If we restrict speaking in terms of what people can say, we control what they can think and we control what they do. So if you're thinking to yourself, if like even the words, I can do it, if those are kind of out of your vocabulary and you think the only words you can use are, I can't do it, then that's all you can really think, and that's what you do. And it sounds kind of odd, but that's really what people do. It's always amazed me to run into really talented people, people with a lot of skills, and they will believe they can't do something that they can obviously do. So I always say we need to encourage people to say, yes, you can do it, and to yourself say, yeah, I can do it, and not get into these, I can't do it, I know I can't, woe is me, because really, life is so much more exciting and more, I guess, just more helpful to yourself and others if you work under the assumption, yes, I can. Now, if you weigh 425 pounds, you're 5 feet tall, and 55 years old, you're not going to become a jockey. On the other hand, there are things that you can do. And so it's a question of really being realistic and using the words, I can do it. Huge, important words that we sometimes forget the importance, but really critical for us to encourage others and encourage ourselves.
What are some of the key factors that really determine, you know, how much we hold ourselves back? Is it simply a lack of confidence? Is it laziness? Is it a little bit of both? How do you see that?
Well, I think it can include both of those, okay? I think a lot of it is people somehow have picked up in their mind that they can't do things. Sometimes it's the road of least resistance. You know, one way to deal with not being defeated is not to try. Unfortunately, it doesn't allow you to have a victory either. If you're just always having your car neutral in the garage, you never get anywhere. So I think some people it's lazy. Some people, they just have picked up the negative view their whole life. And others, they've never been encouraged. It's just become, well, this is what I do. This is how I behave. And we all run into people with low self-esteem or people that don't volunteer to do things. They just kind of live in the background. And those are the people that we really do need to encourage. And you'll find people that do say, I can do it, they have been encouraged over time. They found that by trying, they do have successes. They build on the successes. and they keep them those thoughts to themselves. Because if you live by certain phrases and statements that are negative, they're always going to come to your mind. Oh, I can't do that, or I think something. And this is different than I don't want to do it. It's a question of they really believe that they can't, and these become their vocabulary. Remember, what we think is what we say, and what we live, and what we believe. So it's important to change what I would call the negative "I can't." Yep. Into "I can" in many situations. I mean, of course, assuming you're being realistic in what you're doing. But sure. As a whole, life, it really belongs to those that venture forth and say, "I can and I do."
How much of it, Dr. Braccio, is it from our confidence or lack thereof? How much of it is it from what we hear from other people? I mean, when we tell ourselves, you know, "I can or can't do something," that's one thing. But when other people say, you know, "Oh, you can't do that. That's out of your realm." I mean, how much does that factor in what other people say to you?
Well, I think with many people, it's a huge factor. You'll find people that grow up in homes with parents that tell them, "You can't do that," or "You shouldn't even try to do that." These then become the speech, the thoughts that they use, and they use it as they live a life, often a very unhappy life or a very dull life, certainly not an adventuresome life. So I say what other people say is important. I think what teachers say to you. I think what church people say to you. I think what friends say to you. I think a lot of it is important. The main thing is, ultimately, you have to, as Shakespeare says, "This above all, to thine own self be true." You have to really be working in terms of developing your own speech, your own thoughts, and developing positive thoughts. "Yes, I can. Yes, I'm going to do this. Yes, I'm going to try. Yes, I'm going to give this 100%. These are the words that we need to be saying. And when we get a negative statement like, "Oh, I can't do that," then you do something that's called cognitive restructuring. You replace that negative thought with a positive thought. So when you say, "I can't do that," rubbish, you come forward. "Yes, I can. I'm going to do this." Because you'll find in life, negative thoughts can overpower people. They become negative and often depressed and lead, like I say, not a very happy life, a lackluster one at best. So you want to be putting the right words into your mind in terms of programming in a positive way, in terms of moving forward, taking control, taking on challenges, meeting the challenge, being successful. And these do begin with these words, "Yes, I can," and also having encouragement from others. But if we don't get encouragement from others, we're going to have to look eventually to find people that do encourage us and have the same values and desires in life that we have. But ultimately, the person has to pick up these thoughts and these beliefs themselves. And you'll find that good persons, good educators, good parents, good spiritual persons, good friends, these are the ones that encourage people and say, "Yes, you can," and then to help the person move forward and really lead a happy, successful life. Because if you're really trying to do things, trying to achieve, trying to help others, trying to help yourself, boy, that's a lot better life than sitting in the background and watching everything go by and saying, "I can't do that." Because that also leads to a lot of fears, a lot of phobias, and an uneventful, lackluster life. And that's really not a good way to live.
We've been psychologically speaking with Dr. John Braccio from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure, Rich. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
Yep, and you as well. It is 7:21. We've got 30 degrees with some light snow falling in Lansing. We've had that throughout the morning. We got the New Hampshire primary coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about that next, right after this, right here on the Morning Wake Up. Rich Earl filling in for Dave Ackerley on 1320 WYLS.